Good morning, everyone. Welcome all of you that are visiting with us today. We're delighted to have you. And we haven't sung God is so good, and you haven't gotten settled down in your seats very much. But we got a number of our people that are here today who have not been here, among which is my wife, because of sickness and illness. And would you please stand again, and let's sing God is so good. And I mean, let's everybody sing together. Here we go. Ready? God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. Jesus. Everybody. Jesus is real. Jesus is real. He's so real to me. What did he do? He saved my soul. He saved my soul. He saved my soul. And he made me whole. Smile. I praise him. I praise His name, I praise His name, He's so good to me. Thank you so very much. Please be seated. In the book of John chapter 8, the Lord now is with His disciples. The Bible says He went up to the Mount of Olives. That's where he is. And early in the morning, that's the time, he came again into the temple. We're talking about Jesus. Jesus went up to the Mount of Olives. It was early in the morning. Came again into the temple. Came into the temple, and all the people came unto him. He sat down and he taught them. What a tremendous thing. Wouldn't it have been great to be among that number? To sit there and listen to the Master as Jesus is teaching. And the scribes and the Pharisees then brought unto him a woman. Where was the man? I don't know. Taken in adultery, and when they had set her in the midst, they said unto him, Master, and this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. The sin is specified. She's guilty, so they say. And notice what Jesus says after they make this commandment. Or quote this commandment. Now Moses in the law commanded us. Here's what Moses said. This is the commandment of Moses, that such should be stoned. Anybody that does this deed is to be eliminated. They're to be stoned. But now, they say, the scribes and the Pharisees and Jesus, what do you say? What decision do you make concerning this woman who's been taken in the very act of adultery? Verse 6 tells us something about these people. At this they said, tempting him, trying him, that they might have to accuse him. They didn't care so much about the punishment of that woman. They wanted to find something that they could take that Jesus had said was contrary to Moses' law. And Jesus didn't even answer. Isn't that interesting? What the Bible says, Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he had heard them not. What did he write? Some have said he began to write down the names of all those people that are accusing this woman. We don't know. The Bible says he stooped down and he wrote on the ground. And so when they continued asking him, well, he stood up or lifted up himself and he said to them, all right, here's my conclusion. Here's what I'm telling you. This is what I tell you to do. He that is without sin among you, take up the first stone, cast it at her. If you have no sin yourself, then take up the stone, cast the stone at her. And then what does he do? Again, he stooped down, rolled on the ground. I don't know what he wrote this time either. And they which heard it being convicted by their own conscience They've heard the Lord. What did the Lord say? Well, all right. You who are without sin, take the stone up and cast it out. Every one of them. The Bible says, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the oldest, even at the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. All of these other people were convicted of sin. They said, I can't do it. They were at least honest enough about that. And they did not a single one pick up a stone and cast at this woman. And I want you to hear something. I want you to hear words that came from the mouth of the Master. The Bible tells us when Jesus lifted up himself, he stood up again, he saw none but the woman. He said to her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? Where are those that have been saying, Here's what Moses said, she ought to be stoned to death. Tell us what you say. And Jesus said, All right. You who are without sin, pick up a stone, cast it at her. Now they all leave. And Jesus is with the woman. And notice what she said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said to her, words that resonate in the hearts of people that love God. Jesus said, Neither do I condemn you. Now you go and sin no more. That's fantastic teaching. The Master said, I don't condemn you either. Why? The ones who were supposed to inflict the punishment for the sin, they were the ones who were supposed to do it, but they couldn't do it either because they were convicted of their own sin. Oh, what a beautiful statement. Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Now listen. The most wonderful news is then spoken by Jesus. And I want for about 15 to 20 minutes to talk to you about that. Here's a woman who had been a great sinner. Jesus didn't approve of her sinning. Jesus told her, don't sin anymore. Quit. Gave her an opportunity to get right with God. And then spake Jesus again to them saying, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Light. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Can you imagine the brilliancy? Can't you just see how wonderful it is to know the light of the world? Yes, that's breaking news for everybody. It was good news for this woman, and it's good news for sinners today because Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. Yes, Jesus indeed is the light of the world. Let me tell you something. If you follow the light, you'll never walk in darkness. It's impossible. Why? Because he's the light of the world. I preached Frank Kyle's help with his funeral service. And we sung that song. I saw the light. Hollis led that song. And I asked Hollis today, y'all keep seated. We'll give you the words. And I want us to sing it in this audience this evening, or rather this morning. And I want you to see how important the words are. Because indeed Jesus is the light of the world. Brother Hollis. Aimless life filled with sin. wandered so aimless. Life filled with sin. Life filled up with sin. This book, God's book, will keep you from sin. But sin will keep you from the Word of God. God said in Luke 18, verse 13, there was a man who simply prayed to God, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. Is your life filled with sin? Is my life filled with sin? Are you mean and cruel and unkind? No, if you're following the light, Ephesians 4, verse 32, be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God forgiven you. Are you jealous of others? Jealousy is the rottenness of the bones. Proverbs 14, verse 30. Are you unforgiving, hard, cold, and vindictive? Jesus said, if you don't forgive your brother, then there's no forgiveness for you. Do you despise others? There were people in the day of Jesus in Luke 18 who despised others because they thought they were so much better. Are you self-righteous? Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved, for I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, not according to knowledge, but they going about to establish their own righteousness have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Are you forsaking the esteem of yourselves when you have the glorious opportunity to worship God on earth, preparing you to worship God forever in heaven above, not forsaking the esteem of ourselves as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, so much the more as you see the day approaching. Hebrews 10, 20. Do you love money? The love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. 1 Timothy chapter 6. What kind of sinner are you? What kind of sinner am I? Are we like the one in the song? Are we blind that cannot see? Yes, wandered with worries and fears, they are your own. Trust God. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all of thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge God. Why? He's still in existence. He's our God. Our God. And we love Him. Quit worrying. Don't be afraid. Follow Jesus Christ. Do you go following Christ for a little while and then just quit? Stray? Remember, Jesus looked to His disciples after many had ceased following Him in John 6, verses 68 through 69. And He then said to His disciples, will you also go away? It was Peter said that, Lord, whom shall we go? To whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and we're assured that Thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. You can trade all the old for the new, because Jesus, friends, is the light of the world. He makes it clear. And how beautiful to a woman who had engaged herself in a despicable sin, whom Jesus said, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. In Hebrews 12, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking where? Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. Don't forget, where there's light, there's no darkness. But where there is darkness, there is no light. And Jesus said, I am the light of the world. It's a glorious thing to be living in the light, not groping in darkness. Paul told the Ephesians, for you were once darkness, but now you are the light in the Lord. Ephesians 5, verse 8. He told the Colossians in Colossians 1, 13, He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. But Jesus' words are designated to describe not just our blessed position, but our serious responsibility. because as He is the light of the world, we are reflectors of that light. No wonder the Lord tells us to be shining, to be busy and active in doing what the Master taught. Let me suggest just a few things and the lesson will be yours. Number one, start with your heart. Look at your heart. The teaching of Jesus is that God looks at your heart. He looks at my heart. He looks at our hearts. Where does murder and adultery begin? Right in the heart. We need to look at the light. Jesus is the light. We need to listen to the teaching of the light. Why do people kill? Why do people commit adultery? Their hearts are not right with God. Matthew 5, 21 through 28, begin with the heart. Secondly, take sin seriously. Jesus said if it meant for you to do what? Pluck out your own eye. You don't want to be lost. Sin cannot control you. When you subject yourself to the Master, take sin seriously. It hurts. It can destroy. And listen to the light of the world. Keep your vows. When you make a vow to God and before man, keep that vow. Stay married. God hates divorce. Matthew 5, 31 and 32. Look at the children that now today are suffering so greatly because of sin. Let me tell you this morning, keep the vows you make. Look to the light of the world. Always, never, ever speak a lie. The truth is from the light. The light of the world is saying to those who are to also be reflectors in the world as being lights. The Lord says, let your yes be yes, and let your no be no, and mean it. Say yes to God and no to the devil. Not only is that true, but the Master teaches us something else in Matthew 5, 38 through 42. Go the extra mile. A little bit tired? Friend, you can't do enough in the service of the Lord for what He's done for you. The light of the world went the second mile. He was lifted up and crucified. Don't sit down on the stool of do nothing or say, I think I've done enough. Never let that be in your vocabulary. But rather, say, I'll do more. I'll go the second mile because I want to please the light of the world. Do good to those that hate you and you'll have people that won't like you. There'll be those that maybe even say things that are hurtful to you and about you. Don't do that against them. The light of the world is saying to all those who wants to be lights in the world, don't you know if you love only those that love you? What is that really shown? Love even those that would be your enemies. Yes, even those that might even hate you. And don't ever be a hypocrite. If you're a Christian, wear the name of child of God and show it. Let the world know that you are. Do not do what you do just to be seen of men, but rather to be seen of God. Seek spiritual things over material things. I know we got to make a living. I know that people are concerned about their livelihood here. But what's the most important thing from the light of the world? The answer, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things shall be added to you. Do you believe it? You think God's going to do what He said? I know He is, because I serve a God that cannot lie. And I preach a God that I know that will do what He's promised us that He will do. Don't worry. Please put your trust in God. Seek God in His righteousness first. Don't try to pick the speck out of your brother's eye if you have a log in your own. Cease judging others on the basis of just appearance. God tells you how to judge. John 7:24 says, judge righteous judgment. You be right in what you judge. And let me tell you something. The light of the world, people who are children of God, are not seeking to just judge others. They're seeking to try to help others. And they want to make sure that they do the will of the Lord. And I can't emphasize this point too much. Every need that you have, ask God for it. Are you listening? We're going through some troublesome times now. There is sickness, there is death, there's all kinds of problems. And I don't know about you, I need God, don't you? I don't care what it is. Ask God for everything that you need. And follow the truth wherever it leads you. In that song that we were singing, I saw the light. Yes, in that light you see Jesus. And He's saying to us, enter ye at the strait gate, for narrow is the way that leadeth unto life. The broad way is the way that leads to death. The light is shining, the light of the world. Follow the truth wherever that truth leads you. And in conclusion, obey God consistently. Whatever His commands are, don't do one today and then forget it tomorrow. Don't say, I'm going to be a Christian today and tomorrow. Forget all about your vow. I mean, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord, build your house on that solid foundation. Matthew chapter 7. The light of the world. And He's shining. And we can see Him. And we know His will. And we want to be near Him. And we want to reflect His light. Because we want to that Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Obey the commands of God. Follow that light, the light Jesus Christ, and let it shine, shine, shine. Let this little light of mine, we sing that song with the children, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, because indeed, we are the ones that can radiate. We are the ones that can show the world what it means to be a child of God. A people who love each other. A people who care for one another. A people who, like that woman, who needs forgiveness for sin when we sin. To know that Jesus said, neither condemn I thee. Jesus said, now go and sin no more. And then in the very next breath, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And if any man will follow me, he'll not walk in darkness, but he'll walk in light. Because Jesus said, I am that light. today, if you're not a Christian, you're not a child of God, won't you turn and obey what the Word of the Lord tells us that Jesus teaches? Believe it. Repent of your sins. Confess His name. And be baptized for the remission of your sins. Ah, here is water. What doth hinder you to be baptized? And if you're in the assembly, you haven't lived like God wants you to live, ask God to forgive you. What a wonderful opportunity to make your life right with God. And let me tell you in conclusion, I've been preaching this morning about Jesus, who claims to be and is the light of the world. I'm standing here today, and I know for a surety that my Lord is with us today. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there will I be in the midst of them. Matthew 18, verse 20. Won't you come to Him, the light of the world? Won't you obey Him and do that right now while together we stand?